Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
So a lot of that chapter is just me talking about my own experience with anxiety and depression. I've had bouts with it over the years, but one particular season that really flattened me. And I was in ministry at the time, and it was just a very bizarre, broken season where it was difficult for me to get out of bed. I had a wife and two kids. I was in ministry and just couldn't pull myself together. There was only one verse in the Bible that made any sense to me during that time. It was hard to pray. I couldn't sleep. Lost 35 pounds that I didn't want to lose, it was a very, very hard season of my life that the Lord eventually sort of, lifted me out of. But I think the reason why I included that chapter in there was, number one, to give a degree of hope and solidarity to people who do struggle with these things, because there are a lot of people who do, a lot of times in silence. And also just to put it out there that the church and Christ-centered community can be a very healing part of the process of being lifted out of those, or at least supported within those seasons of struggle. But I think what really hit me in a significant way was when I opened up to our congregation here at Christ Presbyterian in Nashville. I was about 2 years into my time here as senior pastor, and I was like, what the heck? I'm gonna share this with the church, and you won't believe how many emails and people would come up to me later, and people who've even still 3 years later gone back and referenced that that sermon as sort of a turning point in their own lives. I had one older gentleman in the church come up to me afterwards and say, Scott, I really appreciate your ministry. I think you're a really gifted communicator, but I just want you to know I'm entirely unimpressed by that. But I will tell you that after you've shared these things with us today I would say is the day that you truly became my pastor, because you demonstrated that you're a lot more like me than you're not like me. I think when we're transparent about our struggles, like the Apostle Paul was with his thorn in the flesh and with his struggle with coveting and things like that in Romans 7, the transparency of David in the Psalms, even of Jesus, asking the woman at the well to get him a drink because he's thirsty, crying out to his disciples to watch and pray with him. I think that's a great way to invite community. Because everybody is struggling, and some of us wear it on our sleeves more than others, but some person named Anonymous once said, be kind, because everyone you meet is fighting a hidden battle. When we give sort of appropriate transparency about our own hurts and pains and sorrows, we tend to find that others will sort of turn to us and say, oh, you too. And C.S. Lewis says that those two words are the beginning of a friendship. When somebody, one person turns to another and says, "Oh, you too," and so never underestimate the strength of your weakness. I mean, even the Apostle Paul says, "The power of God is made perfect in our weakness," and that's why he boasts about his weakness, because that's when the power of Christ rests on him. Just something really, otherworldly, beautiful, life-giving about, those transparent experiences where we invite each other in like that.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.